Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. The football season is just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. Andrew P. Shea is back in the house. Andy, we finished our Ask Ross segment. Two announcements there. We had Aaron One from Houston, the best question, so he'll be getting the shirt. And maybe the bigger announcement is Brad from Perkasy won the RV weekend for the Indiana game. Great time out there, as always. If you're interested in a great time RV weekend, tailgating for the weekend, go to gopsurv.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. All right, Andrew P., as usual, you get the final word of the week. The final look back at Ball State, and then the final preview, prediction, and bold prediction for the Auburn game. So I'm just going to make it real open for you, Andrew.
Okay, sure.
Takeaways from the Ball State game. Tell our listeners something that they haven't heard already this week.
Ball State is not a tomato can. They are a restaurant-quality football team, and Penn State thumped them. In pretty much every way, shape, and form, that is what impressed me more than anything. And, you know, I don't know if fans fully understand that, you know, okay, it's the MAC, and they're the defending MAC champs, and they got some votes to be ranked in the preseason, yada, yada, yada. I'm not sure which team, and I still believe this, I'm not sure which team is better, Auburn or Ball State. I swear to gosh, Jimmy, I'm not blowing sunshine up anyone's, you know, I just think that those teams, in terms of where they're at right now, they're similar in quality. And Penn State just gobsmacked Ball State. And this is not a MAC team coming in to get a game and get some money. This was a team that actually believed they could compete and win this football game, as they should have. I thought it was a sort of a 60-40 game at best, and they just dominated this game. And I think you want teams to make the step from week one to week two. My takeaway is pretty much everything took a giant step from week one to week two on so many fronts, except maybe the offensive line. And James brought it up. He said in his conference this week, we have to protect the quarterback better. It's thank you, James. Yes. But other than that, it was like, whoa. They are just woodshedding what I think is a, you know, four-star restaurant quality football team. That team would do fine in the Big Ten West. Ball State this year would win 4, 5, 6 games in the Big Ten West. I guarantee it.
I tell you what, I'm impressed, Andy, with after the fact your analysis that this was a blowout. If only there was someone prior to the game who could have predicted that there would be a 31-point margin. Oh, wait, there was. If you remembered last week's show, somebody predicted 41-10, right on the 31-point margin. I don't.
Didn't somebody get one of the final scores right, like a 13 or something, that the other team would only score 13?
Really? Really? That's what you're going with, Andy? Come on.
That's what I'm going with.
I had 41-10, and the game finished 44-13. All right.
Yeah.
But
all around jaw-dropping was the performance against Ball State in my eyes. I just stood there. I just watched that game and was like, this is impressive.
What stood out to me was the first two possessions on each side of the ball. Defense, 3 and out, 3 and out. Offense, And it wasn't like one single play over the top. They marched down the field both times so efficiently. Very impressive, both sides of the ball, Andy. And I want to ask you, as a longtime follower of the Penn State program, what did you think when you saw a quarterback under center, when you saw two running backs lined up, when you saw all those tight ends in the game at the same time? How did you react to that?
My reaction was Mike Yurcich is running the show on offense. James has handed in the keys and is staying out of the way. That was my takeaway. And it was, I always think it's curious for the poor center, right? Like, I'm always like, get it right center, get it right center. Because if you're that one team, the center is just so used to snapping the shotgun that he almost has to tell himself, old school snap, old school snap, old school snap, right? So that is the one thing. The two running backs, I'm looking forward to seeing more. I think you will. I really believe that with the running backs they have, that was just a little bitty, bitty, bitty taste for you Penn State fans. The two-back offense is going to evolve this season and will become more of a – it will become more of a weapon in their arsenal, I think, as the season goes on.
I do too, and you also get the feeling – they marched down the field those first two possessions. That was pretty much the game. You know, it was 14-0. Never in doubt after that. You got the feeling that there's more to come from Mike Yurcich, and we might see a few more items yet come Auburn.
Here's the thing, too. Kevon Lee is a under center. Get that guy moving towards the line of scrimmage. Short yardage does not become a problem. I like the two backs because Noah Kane's good at it. In that sort of tight spaces. Noah Kane's good, right? He's really good. But Kevon Lee's just that little bit better at it with his lean and the way he thumps and all that kind of stuff. When you put both backs back there and Clifford under center, you don't know which one's getting the ball. You put one back in on third and one or third and two, you know who's getting the ball. Big difference. I think it's more schematics than anything else, and it's indicative of that. They got two running backs that they could give the ball to in that situation and be comfortable and confident with. So it's important, and you're going to see more of it.
And I think the other thing is, Andy, during the offseason, we had, you know, Nick Caduti, the coach, in talking about Mike Yurcich likes the outside zone read versus the inside zone read that we've seen so often from Penn State. I've always been an advocate. Let me see these guys run wide a little bit. And now we're seeing that. I really like that.
You're seeing a role carved out for Devin Ford. You're seeing what Devin Ford's role is and what he can do in this backfield. It's not a large arsenal of stuff, but it's what he's pretty good at. And you're seeing exactly how they plan to use him, which I think that's another sort of level to it. I think they have started to clearly carve out what the role for Devin Ford's going to be, and that's good for Devin.
And Andy, now let's turn the page. Auburn's coming in. First off, Auburn puts up 60 points each in the first two games, but against not very good competition. How much could we take from those two games?
So the only thing Auburn's done is they've just added more juice for this game by knocking over two tomato cans. I mean, literally, like two controlled scrimmages, kind of. I mean, I watched and went back and watched some of a little bit of both games, and they were kind of, you know, Toledo and Alabama State, they were basically like controlled scrimmages, but it just adds more juice to this game. It gives it more to it. I still believe that Auburn is a team that is very short on offense and has some strength on defense, but I still think new coaching staff, new head coach, they're sort of bereft of talent in spots. I think that could show up in a matchup like this. They got to hide it all, and it adds more juice to this game. That is my real big takeaway from knocking over two tomato cans like that. Good for you doing what you're supposed to do, but it wasn't competition. It was not. They haven't had any competition at all, and they haven't been in a fire, and Penn State's been in two fires, I would argue.
That first game was actually Akron.
Akron, that's it. I knew it was a MAC squad. My bad.
And they won 60-10. And Alabama State, they're not even an FBS school. Yeah. It was 62-0, as you said, pretty much a scrimmage. Well, let's also take a look at this. Those scrimmages, as you said, they were at home for Auburn. This is going to be not just on the road, but out of their region, night game, national game, up north,
whiteout.
In a whiteout.
Yep.
What?
And their quarterback has not been good on the road. Bo Nix, you know, legacy quarterback at Auburn, he has not been good on the road during his career. Last year, they were 1-4 against ranked teams. They lost to Northwestern, 35-19. He has not delivered in big games for one and two on the road. I mean, it cost the coach's job, kind of, not the player, but just the fact that he couldn't get his team to perform in those games. And this is the most difficult of difficult atmospheres. You could pipe in as much music as you want in practice this week, and it's not going to come close to simulating to what he's going to face on Saturday night.
What's the key for Penn State for this game? What's the key to winning?
So the key for me, it's going to come down. It's Auburn's running game. They got two good running backs. Tank Bigsby, great name. He was an SEC freshman of the year. He's good. They have a freshman in Jarquez Walker. They have a 1-2 punch. Penn State's run defense has been outstanding for two games. That's where I see the rubber meeting the road on this, because if I think in a perfect world, Penn State wants to force Bo Nix to beat them. And they want to make Auburn's quarterback beat them. That's what you want to do. And they have to be able to control the running game. And the sort of Auburn's going to want to run the ball. They don't want their quarterback to win the game. That's the crux of it for me right there, sir.
Well, I'm looking at the quarterbacks, too. I think stopping the running game forces Bo Nix to do things that he's probably not capable of doing, and you get turnovers. I think you could flip that around, the same thing with Sean Clifford. If he doesn't make mistakes, this is a much better Penn State team. Andy, I need your prediction and your bold prediction.
So I up and down the roster, and I've thought this all along, and I've said it in the preseason, I said it earlier in the show, I don't know who's better, Auburn or Ball State, and I was impressed with Penn State last week. I think this is going to be a heartbeat of a game where Penn State's just on the cusp of taking control of it, but something happens where Auburn gets back in it late. But I have Penn State winning 27-20.
27-20, just over the six-point spread. I have it 30-20, definitely going over with the spread, covering the spread. Now you get your chance at your bold prediction, Andy.
A pair of reserves, running back Kevon Lee and tight end Theo Johnson, each score a touchdown for the Nittany Lions.
Very bold. That is it for the show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The football season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off Week 2, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.